We have enough for two different slots. It's that Tuesday study group that we talked about in the bulletin. It's Tuesday from 10 to noon and 5:30 to 7:30, correct? And I invite you, because that is the beginning of organizing our small groups in this church so that God's power can just infuse through the ministries of this church and lift each of us up. You see, a church is meant to be at the crossroads of our life. And that powerful presence comes out of small groups. Small groups are literally the lifeblood of a church. You can typically tell a powerful church that does many ministries is a church that has small groups, that has Bible study and prayer, and that they invite others to be a part of, and service and mission and accountability and ministering to each other. These small groups are where we fellowship and praise God together as described in Acts 2:46. Now, I really want to challenge you this morning. If you're not involved in a small group here at First Church, get involved now. Get involved now because you will be a part of something that God created in you. It will be an awesome experience of God's wonderful presence in a close-knit family. I really want to challenge you today. Go home and think about this. We can start any small group where your interest is. I'm sure there are other people that are interested in the same things. You hear what I'm saying today? It doesn't have to meet here at the church. Where was the church in Acts meeting whenever they had small groups? In their homes, right? Or like the book club, it can be in a coffee shop. The point is, let's get together, let's have close relationships where Bible study and prayer and accountability and service all come together and meet at the crossroads where we come together. Amen? You don't sound too sure of yourself. Will you at least try it? I can guarantee you'll never be the same if you take it seriously. Let's pray. Gracious God, you are a tremendous and awesome God, and we thank you so much for what you do in our lives. We thank you, God, that you have given us and blessed us with a spirit and a mind of being able to be open to you. And we ask, God, that now, today, that you anoint this place with your Holy Spirit, that you would lift up within each of us a curiosity, whatever it takes to get involved in a small group, Lord. So that each of us can experience your power coming through us and into this group and into this church and the ministries so that we can blossom and grow into an amazing miracle in this community, God. We love you so much. Give us courage. Give us your courage. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Would you please stand if you're able and turn to Help Us Accept Each Other, number 560. Let us sing stanzas 1, 2, and the first, second, and last stanza, please.